Now 9:33, there's another arcing insulator problem this morning. Just the latest in a string of issues facing the transit agency. And a comprehensive plan to accelerate repairs is set to be unveiled soon. And joining us now is NBC4 transportation reporter Adam Tuss. Adam, good morning. Welcome back. We thank you for being with us today. We could see before the end of this week, apparently, some hard information about what Paul Wiedefeld, who's running Metro, will do with for these many and diverse and deep, longstanding problems of safety.
That's correct, Mike. And as a matter of fact, we now know that he's going to make his announcement tomorrow at Metro headquarters in a press conference that's going to be called for 11 o'clock in the morning. And I just talked to some Metro officials, and this plan is going to be huge. It's going to be disruptive. We are talking about things such as single tracking around the clock for as long as a month. So people need to be prepared for what is coming here, and also shutting down certain sections of rail line in between one or two or three stations for an extended period of time for weeks. So this is going to be such a big deal, such a comprehensive plan, that the general manager is now briefing the board and is briefing the local jurisdiction about what they can actually do to pitch in to help to get people around. Metro says they want to get all of this work done in a matter of months and not years, but it is going to be big. We should hear all the details tomorrow.
Wow. So, Adam, we know one of the problems this morning was the arcing insulator, been a recurring problem. Is that the kind of repairs that they'll be doing during these periods?
We are talking about rebuilding the system literally from the ballast or the gravel that's underneath the tracks on up, Joan. That is work that has not been done with Metro in 40 years, frankly. In talking with one official this morning, they said, look, we still have some wooden rail ties that are out there holding the system together, holding the tracks in place. They've never even been touched in 40 years. So if you're able to shut a section of track down for a month on end or weeks on end, then you're really able to get in there and rip everything out and literally rebuild it. And that's the kind of work that we're talking about. And I'm told every single line will see some type of work.
Who's going to oversee this? We saw reports earlier this morning that were very troubling. They suggested that even though Metro inspectors had actually looked at tracks in the day that everything was shut down, they missed things that could have led to derailments.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, that's been an ongoing issue with Metro. And when you really boil down Metro's issues, it has been the fact that they basically write their own rules and they can change them whenever they want because they don't have that level of oversight that's there. Well, nowadays, you've got the Federal Transit Administration, which is involved. You've got the NTSB, which is heavily involved with Metro. And local jurisdictions are trying to figure out what kind of new state safety oversight agency they can actually put in place to make sure Metro is doing this work. So we don't have the answers to that. We can ask the general manager tomorrow, but be sure that there is certainly an extra level of criticism that the transit agency is dealing with right now.
All right, Adam Tuss, thank you so much. What great reporting, and we really rely on this. So thanks for being here with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm.